We don't know what was said in that meeting, but we do know that 4 days later, after sitting on the dossier for months, 4 days after the Comey meeting, BuzzFeed publishes the whole dossier, which opens the floodgates. Everybody in America learns what a golden shower is. And then, as if on cue, now people like Brennan and Clapper and Hayden and others start appearing in the media, either in person or as unnamed sources, basically saying the dossier may have some validity to it. And if you're Donald Trump and don't see this as either a blackmail attempt or a power play by the FBI right out of the Hoover playbook, that then you're blind, because it clearly was. And that really is where the genesis, I think, of firing Comey comes from. If you were the president of the United States, could you, in fact, have confidence in your director of the FBI, knowing that he had purposely withheld information from you and used it against you until basically it had run its course and had no validity left to it? How could you keep that guy in your administration? I think it took a while to actually cause the firing to happen, but I think it had a lot to do with firing James Comey.